SBS Radio.
New South Wales has reported a new record high of coronavirus cases on Saturday, with 1,533 new locally acquired infections as the Greater Sydney lockdown enters its 11th week. Another four people died, none of which were vaccinated. There are now more than 1,000 people with the virus in hospital, and of the 173 in intensive care, 137 of them are unvaccinated, while 29 have only had one dose. Hospitalization rates and deaths are the main concern in the state. However, New South Wales Health's Dr. Jeremy McNulty says patients who are treated at home are done so for their own good.
Clinicians are very keen to make sure that the best level of care is provided to individual patients, and often that will be being at home in a familiar environment, outside, often hospitals where a bunch of other stuff is going on, and it's not in your best interest to be in hospital if you don't need to be in hospital. My understanding of the unfortunate death reported in somebody who died at home yesterday was that they had not been tested for COVID until after they had died, and so they hadn't been in the care present of New South Wales Health.
Almost 130,000 New South Wales residents got vaccinated on Friday. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says vaccination remains a key tool to reduce transmission of the virus.
I want to stress the importance of vaccination yet again. When we look at the number of people in our intensive care units, of the 173 people in ICU, or intensive care units, 137 are not vaccinated. 29 people have received just their first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, and 7 have received 2 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine.
In Victoria, 190 local cases of COVID-19 were recorded in the last 24 hours, including 87 mystery cases. A total of 103 of the fresh virus cases reported on Saturday are linked to other known cases. When it comes to support packages, the Victorian and Commonwealth governments have announced a joint $2.34 billion support package for businesses affected by the lockdown extension. Jobs Minister Martin Pakula says the funding will take Victorian businesses through to the end of September, with $289 million to be funneled into the Licensed Hospitality Venue Fund. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says it'll help small to medium businesses stay afloat until Victoria, along with the rest of Australia, starts to reopen.
Hairdressers, gyms, cafes, tourism businesses, and many other businesses across the state impacted by these lockdowns will receive this new economic support. We recognise this is a very difficult time for small and medium-sized businesses, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. With the 70 to 80% vaccination rates now in sight, we look forward to the day in Victoria when the lockdowns come to an end.
This comes as the ACT recorded 32 new cases, with at least 19 people infectious while in the community. Meanwhile, Queensland is holding off introducing widespread restrictions in the state's southeast for now after a 4-year-old girl tested positive to COVID-19. The girl was a close contact of a truck driver who was infectious in the local government area of Logan. More than 1,000 families at the Boulevard Early Learning Child Care Centre and Windaroo State School in Mount Warren Park have been ordered into 14 days of quarantine. There has, however, been progression in the nation's vaccine rollout. 10 million doses of COVID-19 Moderna vaccine are due to touch down within weeks, according to the head of the Therapeutic Goods Administration, Professor John Skerritt.
As I said, the target is still to consider the rollout among adolescents, but Moderna vaccines are due to come into Australia in the latter part of September. So not only will we have 4 million additional Pfizer on top of the amounts of Pfizer that we'd originally planned to have, but Australia has an agreement with Moderna to provide 10 million doses between now and Christmas. So that's 1 million in the latter half of September, then 3 million in each of October, November and December.
The nation's medicine regulator on Saturday granted provisional approval to the Spikevax jab for 12 to 17-year-olds after it was previously given a green light for adults. However, the rollout within this age group will be determined by vaccine expert advisory body, ATAGI. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Professor Michael Kidd said advice is expected within the next week.
The government will now be waiting the advice of the Independent Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation, ATAGI, on how the approval of the Moderna vaccine for the 12 to 17-year-olds should be incorporated into our national COVID-19 vaccine rollout. And this advice is expected to be received this week. It follows the government accepting ATAGI's advice that the Pfizer vaccine be administered to adolescents aged 12 to 15 years, and bookings for that age group to receive the Pfizer vaccine will be opening on the 13th of September.
Moderna's vaccine has also received regulatory approval for use by 12 to 17-year-olds in Canada, the European Union, and Switzerland. Over 62% of Australia's population has now received a first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, with over 37% fully inoculated. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.